Here's Chick on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. As we first heard yesterday morning on The Breakfast Club with Ruth Epstein on the Republican American Report, Kent's only medical practice is set to close in May. Residents in Kent were distressed to learn the town's lone medical practice is closing, leaving the future of medical care in Kent in question. Dr. Catalina Rowley will no longer be practicing at Kent Primary Care, 64 Maple Street, as of May 9th. Andrea Ryan, Assistant Vice President for Communications and Governmental Public Relations at New Vance Health, which owns the practice, said yesterday that while the office is closing, the company officials will be seeking ways to, quote, transform traditional medicine models into something different, end quote. She said the doctor's chosen to move with her family out of state, and it's becoming increasingly more difficult to find primary care doctors, especially those who want to work in rural areas. The announcement of the closing resulted in a letter from Sarah Marshall on behalf of the Kent Chamber of Commerce. Marshall, who is co-president of the chamber, said in her conversation with Rin that the vice president spoke of a decrease in patients at the Kent's office. Marshall said the drop-off at the local practice, quote, can be attributed to staff turnover or difficulty in securing appointments, end quote, and that many sought care elsewhere. Quoting her here, it's as if the town was left with mere crumbs and then was punished for not eating enough. Moreover, the distance to New Milford and Sharon are prohibitive for many of our townspeople, not just inconvenient. Kent is not a suburb, and these country roads are slow. In Copake, foes of the proposed Sheffield Solar Run project are now outraged by the announcement that the developers plan to follow New York's new siting process for renewable energy project. Hectate Energy, the developer behind the proposed 360-acre, 60-megawatt solar project, announced last week that it will be moving the project forward following New York's new siting process called 94C. New York State allows for projects in the first phases of development to either opt into 94C, which will allow new projects that will be using or continue to follow the previous siting process known as Article 10. In March, the governor said the new regulations were adopted by the state to dramatically accelerate siting and construction of major renewable energy facilities across the state. The decision to move forward under 94C has some, including those involved with Sensible Solar for Rural New York, a local organization opposed to the project, speaking out against Hectate. But now Hectate Energy has eliminated really any sincere opportunity to enter into discussions with the town and its people. Out of Great Barrington, a Sheffield man who fled police custody following an incident at Cumberland Farms on Monday was arrested after he was found hiding under a shed a short time later. Mitchell Taylor, 35, was considered a, quote, potential witness, end quote, to flight at the convenience store just before 9 a.m., according to Great Barrington Police. Officers discovered he had an outstanding warrant for a probation violation and tried to place him into custody. He broke free, fleeing into a nearby Castle Hill neighborhood. Police from six different police agencies formed a perimeter around the area of Christian Hill and Lake Mansfield Roads. It was Sheffield's police K-9 unit that located Tyler, who was hiding under a residence shed on Knob Hill Road. Police say Tyler was taken into custody without incident. Officers from Sheffield, Egremont, New Marlborough, Stockbridge, and West Stockbridge, as well as state police troopers, provided assistance in the search. On Monday, COVID-19 cases have been reported in the state of Connecticut at the rate of 331,401 since the beginning of the pandemic, which is up by about 2,736 since Friday. On the good news side, Connecticut's positivity rate now stands at 2.68%. Governor Ned Lamont announced phasing out COVID-19 restrictions for businesses on Monday. The easing of restrictions will begin May 1st. Lamont said the curfew for businesses will go from 11 p.m. to midnight. Outdoor restrictions will be lifted as businesses and alcohol will be allowed to be ordered without a food order. There'll be no table size limit. As of the 19th, Lamont said all remaining business restrictions will be ended. That means any curfews will be lifted and social distancing mandates will be up to businesses. People will have to continue to wear masks inside. New York has reported far fewer coronavirus cases in the week ending on Sunday, dropping 17% from the previous week, new data showed. That means New York fell from being among the top three states for the virus spread in recent weeks to being ranked eighth among states for COVID-19 on a per-person basis, a USA Today Network analysis of Johns Hopkins University data showed. New York added about 42,000 new cases last week, compared to over 50,000 the week prior. In Hillsdale, New York, a special town board meeting happens at 6 p.m. to open bids for park maintenance. There is a Zoom ID that you can get from their website. The Town of Sheffield Select Board meets at 7 p.m. Cornwall Board of Selectmen have a Zoom meeting at 7:30. Paceline Junior Cycling, a junior cycling team for youth between the ages of 8 and 18, has an informational meeting coming up on Wednesday at 5:30 at Footfield Pavilion in West Cornwall. More information at pacelinejuniorcycling.com. Salisbury Fording Housing Commission has a meeting on Wednesday, 5:30 till 6:30. The Bushnell Sage Library in Sheffield hosting a virtual discussion on tax reform via Zoom with Strumo on Thursday at 7 p.m. Pre-registration is required at bushnellsagelibrary.org. The Sheffield Housing Commission has a meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals meeting will be held in the attics of the Northeast Millerton Library in Millerton, New York on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Coinciding with its grand opening night for the Drive-In Movie Theater's new season, the Amin Dufour Brothers Drive-In will be hosting the 5th Annual Fireman's Fundraiser for the community on Friday evening. Running from 6:30 to 11:30, area residents invited to come out for an evening of fun and help support their local fire volunteers, who do much to keep everybody who lives and works in our local community safe. All proceeds from ticket sales for this event go to the Amin Dufour Fire Company. For more information and to purchase tickets, Four Brothers Drive-In website is at PlayEatDrink.com. Dover Cleanup Day is being held on Saturday, April 24th. You'll meet at 8 o'clock in the morning at Boyce Park Pavilion. More information at 845-832-9168. Armenia Town Cleanup Day will be held this weekend as well. Saturday, April 24th from 9 to noon, volunteers can meet at Fountain Square, M&T Bank, at the intersection of Route 343 and 22, or at Borden Park at the intersection of Main Street and Furnace Bank Road in Wissahick, where bags will be available. To arrange for pickup of filled litter bags, contact Vicki at 845-489-7826 or Damien at 845-321-4226. Diamant Library has a Zoom event, Preserving the Harvest with a Traditional Way, Lacto-Free Fermentation with Adama Farm and Carly Sugar. It's on Sunday at 2 o'clock at Hunt Library. You can register at huntlibrary.org or on their Facebook page. Scott Heth, former head of Audubon Center in Sharon and a local jazz musician, returns to the Tri-State region for a fundraising concert to support the Rolof Jansen Community Library at Rolof Jansen Park in Hillsdale on Sunday at 3 p.m. Heth will perform on keyboard with Chris Jensen on saxophone, Jay Bradley on percussion, and an afternoon of American songbook jazz. Bring your own lawn chair, masks and social distancing required. For more information, 518-325-4101 or rojanlibrary.org. You'll also find them on Facebook. Underwriting support for Robin Hood Radio Stock Market Report comes from the Interlaken, Interlaken Road in Lakeville. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Underwriting support from Viale Insurance, located at 75 Main Street in Lee, Massachusetts, insuring hard-to-place seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. For all your insurance needs, 413-243-0347, on the web, VialeInsurance.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,077.63, the NASDAQ at 13,914.77, and the S&P 500 at 4,163.26. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.